Hey, Northwoods, it's day 10, and it's another day of seeking the Lord through prayer and fasting. And I'm so glad that you have chosen to join us as we seek after the Lord together. And I want to remind you that this fast isn't a pass-fail. So if you've had a hard time keeping your commitment, I want you to recognize that God isn't up in heaven shaking his head at you. The Lord, more than anything, appreciates the heart that you are choosing to seek after him. So don't quit. Keep going. You know, this week we've been talking about the six hindrances to prayer. 2 days ago, we talked about how idolatry can hinder our prayers. Yesterday, we talked about how sin hinders our prayer. And over the next 2 days, we're going to look at one short passage of Scripture that shows us two more hindrances to prayer. So the third hindrance we're going to explore today is hindrance number 3, and it's prayerlessness. You know, Wayne Gretzky, the famous hockey player, was once quoted as saying, "You miss 100% of the shots you don't take." It's very true, and it relates to almost every area of life. If you're going to achieve a goal, if you're going to take a step towards a lifelong dream, it starts with taking a shot, taking a chance. And in a similar fashion, the same is true when it comes to prayer. We could almost take this quote and make it about prayer. In fact, one Christian author, Mark Batterson, did when he stated, "God won't answer 100% of the prayers we don't pray." And this is not only one Christian author's thought, I think it's a biblical thought. So I want you to look at what the book of James has to say. James said, "You desire, but you do not have, so you kill. You covet, but you cannot get what you want, so you quarrel and fight. You do not have because you do not ask God." So in this passage, James is writing to a group of people whose frustrated desires have led them to envy and covet what others have. And they're doing whatever they can to get what they want. But then James says, "You do not have because you do not ask God." Have you ever thought about the fact that one of the ways we limit God's work in our lives is through simply a lack of prayer? There are some things in our lives that God wants to partner with us through prayer, but he's waiting for us to do our part in prayer. So many times, prayer is our last resort instead of our first response. And when prayer is our last resort, just like we saw in the book of James, it can lead us down a road of striving for things in an unholy way. So here's a question for today. What do you need but have failed to ask God for? Maybe you need healing in your body, but you think that God has much bigger things to worry about. Maybe you have a really small need that you would just never think to bring to the Lord. Maybe the need is for someone else and you've tried everything trying to help them, but you haven't turned to prayer. You do not have because you do not ask God. God wants to partner with us through prayer. So let's be prayerful people instead of prayerless people. So God bless you today. Keep on fasting. Hope to see you back tomorrow.